Good morning, good morning. This is Coco Red with your daily diary news. Today is June 3rd, Wednesday. So we've been dealing with this pandemic. We've been dealing with now recently George Floyd, the murder of this black man in Minnesota. And you know, I've been on social media and I see a lot of things that people say. And listen, I'm going to say some things. This is my opinion. This is how I feel as an American, part of the human race. And I just want to say that I'm going to say some things that people are not going to understand, and they may disagree with me, and that is your right to, you know, to agree to disagree. And I'm not here to tell you how to think or how you should feel or how you should react. All I'm here is to just keep it 100 with you. And the way that I do that is, this is what I'm trying to say is that, so when this man had passed away and we dealt with Michael Brown, we dealt with, Trayvon Martin, we dealt with so many black people dying in police, in a situation where police were involved. And the first thing that police want to say is that they felt threatened, or they seen you reaching for a gun, or those are the two go-to things that they say. And here in Atlanta, there were two college students going home from the rally in their car. And I think a lot of times the police get intimidated when the National Guard and Army and different other units come in. So Atlanta police felt like they had, I don't know if it was Atlanta police, but it was a unit within Atlanta police. And I think that they get to this point where they're going to show their ass. You know what I'm saying? And they tear up. If you look at the video, you go to YouTube and see the video of two college students getting pulled out of the vehicle after a protest, you will see how shaken I am. I examined the video from the beginning to the end, and I seen how terrified this young lady was. Terrified. People don't understand, fear can put you in a state of shock. And the way that America has been policing this country towards black people, you got to understand, it's in our DNA. Our DNA is scarred. It's scientifically proven that from your ancestors that you can be DNA'd scarred. And what that means is you don't know it, but subconsciously, you're scarred. You have this fear in your DNA. That is, you don't know why you feel a certain way. Well, you might have anxiety and you might go through these fears and different things that you don't understand within yourself. That comes from your DNA of your ancestors of being tortured and different things like that. So you got to understand. Now, I'm not saying all police officers are horrible. I'm not saying that. But a lot of people have this ignorant mindset that, Why all of a sudden this man died? We are up in arms. We're acting a fool. We're acting an ass. We're doing a lot of things that we shouldn't be doing. We should walk. We should protest peacefully. We should do this. We should do that. We should do this. It comes a time, and I know this is for my Bible thumpers. It comes a time, you know, when God destroyed a city and he destroyed the earth. Okay, and the reason why he destroyed a city is because of the sin and the things that they were doing that was not godly to God. And the reason why he flooded the earth is because the things that humans were doing that was not godly to God. So he gave the earth, this saddened God. Don't get me wrong. This saddened God that he did this. So you know what he did? As a symbol of his token of his love for the earth, as a symbol, he said that he will not do anything like that ever again. And what he did was bless us as a covenant for that. He blessed us with the rainbow. So when it rains and after the storm, we see this beautiful rainbow. That's a promise from God that I will not destroy the earth again. Okay? Y'all may not believe me. Y'all may not agree with what I'm saying. But sometimes what the more of the story is, because I don't want to feel like I'm rambling. The more of the story is that sometimes tragedy has to happen. Has to happen for things to change. And I'm telling you, I've seen it. We shall overcome, kumbaya, walking, and hands up, don't shoot, all that stuff. Now, did any of that shit change anything? No, nothing changes us protesting. People have been protesting for decades and centuries and everything. It's ridiculous. It's nothing. Now, don't get me wrong. Are there some extremists and people keeping up chaos within the protesting? Yes, they are, because they're getting caught on film as they're paying people to do things to keep up mess, to provoke the police. Yes, there are people out there that are doing the same thing that police officers are doing. Okay? So I'm not saying that doing all this stuff is, do it, burn it down, kill police officers, do it. I'm not saying that at all. And stop saying you destroying our community. You're destroying our community. No, that is not yours. You don't own nothing in that community. That is not yours. Now, don't destroy things so it can make it hard for y'all not to be able to shop and different things like that. Okay, but that is not your community. Because if your community meant anything to you, you wouldn't say things like that. It wouldn't be crime. It wouldn't be the things that goes on in your community. So don't come with that like, we need to stop. We need to do this. We need to forgive our enemies. No more of that. Because police have been using a tactic, black and white. I've seen black officers over excessively abuse their power on our own kind sometimes. I've seen them. And they be in the midst of white officers. I don't know why they do the things they do. If they trying to show off or whatever. But I've noticed a lot of time when black officers try to show out in front of a bunch of white officers, they be the ones that get fired. But when a white officer does that in the midst of a mixed crowd or black or whatever, and a black officer try to stop a white officer for being obsessive and this and that, they get disciplined. They don't get their pension. It's just a lot of things that go with that. But see, when these two college students, you have to start somewhere. When these two college students had that happen to them, where they were drug and if just it was just crazy. When they was drug out of their car, the mayor, Lakeisha Lance Bottle, the mayor, fired their ass. Because you know why? Because she has black sons. She has children in that age range where they're going to college and she's seen her kids. See, ain't nobody going to never understand your situation unless they've been through it. Now, that's what any race or color, creed, whatever. Nobody will never understand understand what you're going through unless they've been through it. So if your mother passed away and this person is saying, I'm sorry for your loss. They're not going to understand if their parents are still alive and thriving. They're not going to understand their hurt. They're not going to understand it. So my thing of it is, I'm tired of the kumbaya. This has to happen. If innocent people have to go through the fire, I'm sorry to say that. I'm not black people. I'm sorry that, black owners and business owners, I'm sorry that y'all have to go through this corruptness, the looting and y'all shit getting fucked up. But this has to happen for change to happen, for real, for real. The good and the bad, it has to happen. You may not agree with that. And I hate, I hate to see, the family of George Floyd coming out. Oh, he wouldn't want this. He wouldn't want us. We need to do peaceful. No, it's no more peaceful. Protesting no more. I don't agree with it no more. It has to happen for change. I know people don't want to hear this shit, but it has to happen. All people have to be affected by this. Because if change do not happen, we're going to keep living in this subtle racist society. And racism just don't come from cops. Racism in the workplace, racism in the world, and stores. We see it all the time. It's being filmed and people don't give a fuck. You know something is wrong when they're filming the cops and the cops still feel like they're not going to get in trouble for anything. So you know that they feel protected. They feel like, oh, I'm going to still do what the fuck I want to do because all I have to say is you was a resisting arrest. You was being aggressive. I was in fear for my life. It seemed like I thought he was reaching for a gun. Those are the things, those are the tactics that they say is their word against ours all the time. They don't want you. You ask them why you pulled me over, officer. They feel like you're mouthing off. You don't have the right to ask them that. They need to learn the law. There should be a law put in place. I don't understand why police officers are not held accountable for wrong actions, wrong things that they do. Y'all hold a citizens stuff up against them when they do stuff wrong. Y'all put them in jail for stupid shit. All you got, the office can write on, oh, he was a resisting arrest, he assaulted me, and that's it. That's your word, that's his word against yours. That's it. And now you know in the black community we don't have money like that to get no lawyer. So they give us a public offender that ain't gonna go to bat for it. They get paid for they get paid to put your ass in plea deals. They're not for you. You may find a few that might do their job properly. But they're not for you. This world is about money, making money off the backs of people, poor people and black people. Now, don't get me wrong. You're going to have somebody, what about the Asian community? What about the Hispanic community? Once people understand y'all stuff is a season. Our stuff is a lifetime. That's why I said Obama. Yes, he was a wonderful president, but he didn't do shit for black people. And once people realized to get off his color and how nice he was and how things were up under his leadership, once you realize he didn't do a damn thing for black people, you're going to be like, damn, he didn't do nothing for black people. Obamacare, he did that for everybody. And people get upset with me and be like, oh, what you expect him to do? Make everything free for black folks? Give us reparations? Give us this, this, this? No, I'm not saying that. But you can make a law that protect black people from racial profiling or have something set in place. Oh, he tried to do that. He tried to do things that, but the Republicans wouldn't let him do it. Man, bullshit. But they let that, okay, the Republicans are Christian Bible thumpers, but they allow him to write a bill to protect homosexual, the gay community, the LGBT, ABCG community. He got laws put in place for Spanish people, for Latino people, but he didn't do nothing for the black community. If you can tell me what he has done for black people, I will be like, okay, well, you know what? Yeah, he did do that. But I don't know what he has done. Maybe I'm living up under a rock because I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing that he's done for black people. And he has said that he is not black. He's Kenyan American. He does not even consider himself a black American. Yes, his skin is black. But he does not recognize, he does not recognize himself as a black person. He has an identity. He considers himself a Kenyan American. Kenyan African American. That's what he considers himself as. I'm not voting. No more. I'm not doing it. Stop saying if we want change to happen, vote. Voting is bullshit. We live in Atlanta where Brian Kemp, whatever his fucking name is, I can't even stand him, was in charge of the voting system, and this motherfucker did some cheating shit because to cheat Stacey Abrams out of being governor of Georgia. But nobody talks about that. But see, we don't have racism. This is all in our heads. We have black people saying, oh, why y'all tearing up stuff? Why y'all doing this? Why all that shit need to be told down. Maybe America needs to go into debt to understand. Well, maybe we need to do something. I'm tired. I'm serious. No, nothing has been done. I don't feel safe. I have to think about my husband going out this door every day. Every day. I bet you a white person don't think about their husband going out the door every day. About, is he going to make it home and hopefully he don't get into nothing. Nobody fucking with him. Man, I'm telling you. I hate when people tell me, oh, if you, I don't want to hear your complaining if you're not voting. What voting gonna fucking do? Just like a credit score. Why? What a credit score? A credit score can't pay a fucking bill. An able human being can pay a bill. A vote don't change shit. It hasn't changed anything. I haven't seen any change. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm just saying, this is my opinion. I haven't seen shit change. Was it a beautiful thing for to see a black man in office? Of course it was. It was awesome. But this has to happen. The good and the bad with it. The extremists inside of it. All this stuff. This has to happen. A white man can walk down the street with an AK and yell in an officer's face in the state capitol and get up in the police officer's faces and do all types of shit, spit in officers' faces, do all that type of shit. But a black man have a gun in his car. They got guns drawn on him. They want to shoot. They ready to shoot him, get him up out of here. And he can have all his paperwork. And guess what they'll say? I was in fear for my life. You got fucking a bulletproof vest on, you got a gun, you got a nightstick or whatever the fuck you want to call it. You got handcuffs, you got a taser, you got mace, and whatever else you got on that damn tool belt of yours, you in fear for your life. You don't need to be a fucking cop if you're in fear for your life all the time. That's just like a person going out and selling their ass. They in fear for their life to get AIDS or getting in fear of their life that they end up dead or in a ditch somewhere. Don't fucking be a prostitute then. Don't become a soldier if you scared to go overseas to fight a war that ain't got nothing to do with you. Don't become a fucking soldier. If you in fear of your life. Woo, it's 18 minutes I've been talking, and I just had to get this off my chest. This is Coco Red signing off. Man, just stay safe, you know, and keep hope alive, and fuck that peaceful protest and shit. For real, for real. And another thing, I seen Obama crying tears on TV. I don't give a fuck about them tears. I don't give a fuck about tears with Obama. I do not. Because you was in office for 8 fucking years and you didn't do shit to help black people or change the laws for cops to stop doing the fuck they doing. So I don't want to hear about it. Peace out.